Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
World Series over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go, BT. Okay. Three RQ. First one for you. More enjoyable for a fan or from a fan's perspective to get a win at the home arena or home stadium or on the road?
I'm always inclined to wrap it up at home, the celebration, you know, because generally, you know where to go after the game. It's our turf. It's a different, it pours into the streets. It's just a different level of celebration. Not this time. This is different with
See?
Them. This is different with them. Now, I'm not.
I think about this, BT. Mm-hmm. Game four, that was as incredible as, like, that was better to me than what happened game one and game two. The takeover
yes.
down there.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a fan going to that game, I think you enjoy that more on the road.
It was stunning. I've never seen that. I mean, honestly, I've seen Kobe and LeBron fans, and we talked about this, you know, back Magic and Bird fans back in the day, infiltrate the Garden, get their hands on tickets and represent their team. But that was different. It sounded like a Knicks home game. So I don't know if that will be able to be replicated based on the secondary market. I think it's going to be tougher to do that on Thursday. But to win there would be just the situation would be more joyous
yeah.
for this series.
I think it's you could go either way, obviously. I've always, like, it depends on the sport, too. I mean, at times, I think if it's football, I'd probably prefer it to be at home celebrating with the masses. I don't know. There's enjoyment, though, of winning on the road. You know, players love winning on the road, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking the dagger through the hearts of the sports fans, having the crowd just be silenced.
Yeah.
You know, the Knicks in game five against Miami, you know, at Miami, that
yes,
win.
Yes, yeah, it was
you know,
the Houston
silent
shot.
Crowd there. Yeah, like.
Oh, man. Well, think about the most, at least from our lifetime, the most iconic Knicks snapshot, like, image. That's when they beat the Pacers, when Patrick's
yeah,
arms,
yeah.
when he's, like, imploring the fans, that's at home. And then, so yeah. you get that pop as well. Again, specific to this series, Thursday there.
All right, number two. How many hot dogs could you eat at one game? Did you see it was dollar hot dog night at Citi Field last night?
I mean, what did they do? The night before was bring your dog night.
I know,
anything to incentivize. How about, you know, just putting, whatever.
Think about some of the numbers for a second before you answer the question.
Yeah.
They sold, how many hot dogs do you think they sold?
How many people went to the game?
22,000, roughly.
All right, so boom. So you go 26, so you already to a pop average, 66. I'm going to say that, well, there had to be some slops there. I'm going to say 90,000 hot dogs.
Well, that's an extreme amount of number. Let me tell you, they normally sell, and again, I don't know if these numbers are 100% accurate, but I'm trying to piece things together from stuff I read online.
Yep.
They normally sell, I think, on a given night, like, I believe 4,000 hot dogs.
That's it?
That's what I thought I saw.
Wow, that seems low. Okay.
It does seem low.
Yeah.
Maybe well, that was off.
4,000. So what was last night? 15, something crazy?
44,000 hot dogs. God.
Yeah.
People were going nuts for Dollar Dog Night. So much so that one guy in the stands was like chalking up the amount of hot dogs he ate on his shirt.
How many? Like the old Dr. K, you know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then people were throwing hot dogs at him.
Really?
Yeah, they had to kick him. It was a whole
thing. Like that old GIF where the hot dogs, you know.
Yeah.
How many can I eat? Did you want to answer?
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I love them. I don't eat them much, but man, I love them.
At a ballpark, too.
Oh, God. You get some sauerkraut. You get some real good
mustard. Ketchup and mustard or no ketchup?
I can do both. Sauerkraut's non-negotiable. I like the red onions as well. Mm. I mean, I could devour probably...
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I think I got probably 7 or 8 of them.
Okay.
I've never had that many, but I probably could.
You know what I think's coming up?
What?
Hot dog challenge, BT Sal. We get Hoffman, we get Zoo out there.
How about kicking off over at the DJ's Memorial Day?
Oh,
me and you, a little
lead
off here. How
well,
we go?
It's, yeah, not the,
legal. The legal department has already called in and said no to that.
Oh, were we going to do that? I didn't even know we were going to do
no,
that.
No, but I just got, I was in a meeting yesterday, and the one thing they said.
No food?
No more food stuff.
Yeah. Whatever.
You can't have hot dogs.
You can eat them casually.
Talk about taking all the fun out of a show. We're not even allowed to have hot dogs to kick off the summer.
You can have hot dogs, but we can't have an eat off.
Okay, can't have a challenge.
But I say that like that Nathan's, which I think is so. I love Nathan's hot dogs. I think that Nathan's, it's disgusting. It's repulsive to watch. I can't stand when they start dipping the bread in the water. It's absolutely gross.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'd probably be with you in a similar number. All right. Last one. Would you prefer your doctor to be an older doctor or a younger doctor?
Well, I mean, is it a male or a female?
Well, I mean...
I'm just asking.
Male.
Okay.
Let's keep the show on. Is your primary care doctor male or female?
Yes, I'm male. Okay.
Me too.
He's male. Older.
Okay.
Because I feel like listen, there's nothing to be embarrassed about the human body, but obviously when you go for certain things, you know... I feel like the older he is, the more he's, well, he's seen everything as a doctor, but I'm saying from his own anatomy, like, yeah, he's probably all shriveled up and not looking that good. And not that I'm looking great, but I'm probably looking better than he is.
Yeah.
I don't know, it makes me feel good.
I went, because I moved out to Long Island, so then I stopped going to the doctor in the city. Yesterday I had a physical. I haven't been to in a couple of years. I was like, let me go get the physical today. I went back to the guy that I used to go to. I wasn't sure he was going to be around. He's 80.
Oh.
And it made me think, like,
God bless him. That's great.
Yeah, God bless him is right. And he seems great.
Yep, yep.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Like, you know, you get a young doctor, okay, you know, you feel maybe certain people feel more comfortable. All right, he's not 80. But then I'm thinking, this guy's a vet. He's seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's as smart as they come. He's in great shape. If I'm going to trust anybody, it's him.
Mm-hmm.
He's survived the 80s, looking great and feeling great. By the way, I've been to him plenty of times before. Yesterday was the first day. Yeah, I haven't seen him since I've turned 40, and I'm now 44.
Well, what did he do? The prostate exam?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
He goes, all right. He goes, turn on your side and lift up your knees. I'm like, huh?
Hey, what do you mean? Hey, you've been coming for a long time. Let's push this relationship forward. Bend over, Sal.
I was like, I'm not ready for that. Blood
it's
work,
the, it's,
yes.
It's the worst. I mean, I squeeze my cheeks like I'm trying to crack a walnut. It takes me forever to let him do it.
I'm still not comfortable
it's
today.
It's the absolute worst.
You have to have that like after 40, that's a thing, or that's a normal thing?
It used to be, I think, after 50, they moved it up. And as much as we joke around this, do it. It's uncomfortable. It's embarrassing on some level, but do it. It obviously can, God forbid, save your life. But it's tough. and like,
yeah, and then he's like,
petroleum jelly, it's cold, yeah, and like the glove is, it's like, just,
what's going
oh,
on
God
here?
Help me.
Get me out of here.
I can't. It's the worst.
And then he goes, after he's done, he's like, oh, and by the way, you know, when you're 45, you should go for a colonoscopy. You want me to write you the script
that's easy.
For that?
That's actually easy.
You think I want anything? No, I'm done for this. Give me next year. I'm only 44. I'll wait till next year for that.
But here's the thing about the colonoscopy versus what you went through yesterday. You're asleep. You really, now, who knows what they might be laughing at you when you're asleep. They could,
oh,
you know.
God.
But that's harmless. Like, that's pain. I've done that. You've got to do that as well. All kidding aside, do it. Guys, yeah, girls, women, take care of yourself. Do it. But you wake up and it's nothing. It's over. Yeah. It's simple. It's easy.
But yesterday was not good. But I do like the like the older guy.
I think it's worse. I'm sorry, Hop. Yeah. It's worse to me. It's almost worse. I don't want to get too gross here, but it's worse when they make you cough.
Because never had that.
What do you mean? Never had it?
The turn your head and cough thing?
Yeah, because they're holding it.
Yeah.
Can I make something funny all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Let's go. So. Maybe it's not so funny, but you know how Al and Jerry had to go to Princeton?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The longevity center.
Who do you think came out with a clean bill of health?
Jerry.
Yes.
100%
yeah,
Jerry.
Yeah, well, we heard them talking about it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I heard that Al Dukes has the bones
of like my 80-year-old groom. Yeah.
Yeah, of my 80-year-old doctor.
Well, that's what happens when you eat catnip and grass.
Yeah.
Come on. You gotta eat, man.
Drink some milk, bro.
Dude, mix it a shake.
Like it's a serious thing. I'm sorry, Al. Oh, I love you, but
it was he, now. I'm not trying to laugh at him. Like, was he worried about it? Like, is he?
When I
he
talked
really
about
alone?
It, he looked stone cold. Like, do they want me to really work on this?
I think that you should.
Who do you think's more frail, Al or Spike?
Al.
Really?
Wait.
Come on, Spike's hobbling around here with one hip.
With one hip.
He seemed very energetic this morning.
Spike?
I'll tell you that. Yes.
Yeah,
well, why do you think?
Because the worker anymore, the Sixers won.
Yeah. Who's more frail? That's a good question.
Or who would win in the fight? Like, that should be a live show. Live show for Boomer and Geo, Spike and Al.
I feel like
Boxing
Spike
match.
Would find a way to get the foreign object. He's a little more devious. He's, like, a little more cutthroat. I'd
right,
have
but
to
Al
say
could
Spike
just take
would,
the hip out. You
it's probably
I mean?
Not even a pin. It's a count out. No one's winning.
Al could just sweep the leg. Spike will be hobbled over there in the
I don't
corner.
Know. With those brittle bones, he goes to sweep it. He cracks his leg. That's, I don't know.